when you went to secondary school?
The first year I used to go around over across the ferry Barn Lake to Nayland and then go down and cross with the steamer, because the older girl who's caring for me was scared of the water. Well, she left at the end of the first year, and I came back and went across the ferry then.
Every day?
Every day. The boys, it ended up 6 boys and 2 girls across the ferry.
What was that like? It wasn't a motor ferry?
No, it was probably about 2 foot longer than that one up there, and it was a sail, and it was all right. And it was interesting because, of course, it was 1926, the Depression, and the dockyard closed in 1926, you see. So there were a lot of people around here. My father became unemployed and others, and they had to go over to Pembroke Dock. I think it was twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays, to sign on the dole. And they got, my father, I know, for a family with 2 children, he got 29 shillings a week. And he could go in his own boat, which didn't cost him anything, but these others along, I know it was only a few pence, 6 pence, but that's out of 29 shillings they'd have to pay to go. They had to sign on, and on Fridays they got their money.
There was a lot of transport. I mean, the ferry boats were used a lot, weren't they?
Yes. Well, the steamer had a proper timetable. It went about every half hour. All day.
And where did that go from?
From Nayland to Hobbs Point. And our ferry, the boatman lived in the pub over there. And if the boat wasn't coming, you went down, you waved your hand or a hanky and he came over. Or living where we do, we watched the window and we'd time it when we saw the boat coming over. We'd time it that we went down and got in the boat when it came across.
Who ran the boat?
The people of the ferry, of the public house over there, that goes with the ferry. I was told that if anyone asks to cross the ferry, they're supposed to transport them.
So it was part of the job, really?
Part of the job, yes.
One of the ferries was run by 2 brothers, wasn't it? Was it the Griffiths or...?
No, Mrs. Pugh was there. Mm. Mrs. Pugh had her husband, she and her husband ran, but he drowned. He liked his liquor, but he was out one night and then rough and fell out of the boat and drowned. But Nayland, Hitchens was the name, who had the steamer.
Tell me about the Barn Lake Ferry.
Well, that was the little ferry. It's now the marina there. And there was an ice factory on this side of it where the trawlers came up from Milford to get their ice to go out to sea. And these 2 brothers ran the ferry. And they'd been in school with my mother when she was a friend. We children used to go to music lessons on the Saturday morning, and of course we were always told to be polite, and we used to speak to Mr. Griffiths. We used to go in. He was quiet and nothing wrong with his behaviour, but oh, he was dirty, you know. And Mr. Griffiths, but what tickled us, sometimes when only we 2 were in the boat, he'd say, "How's your mother?" And this tickled us pink. We couldn't get home quick enough to have a laugh and tell my mother that this man had asked if she was, because they'd all been kids in school together. And they didn't go home. I understood that they had a sister who was normal, and you know, she had a tidy house, etc. But there was a bridge over the railway to get to the thing. And they would dust down somewhere there. I know we've come back quite late from, because we have relatives in Nayland, and they've emerged from some corner and taken us across the boat.
Mm.